This is Radha Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pledges support for mitigating climate change impact in Nepal. Foreign Minister N.P. South and U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken holds bilateral meeting. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rules out ceasefire with Hamas, saying this is a time for war. Now the news in detail. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who is presently on a four-day official visit to Nepal beginning on Sunday, has pledged support for mitigating the impact of climate change in Nepal. Guterres, who arrived at the Annapurna base camp this morning, acknowledged that climate change caused by development and industrial nations has adverse implications in Nepal, which has no significant role in causing it, stating that global warming, a key aspect of climate change, has led to a rising level of snow melting, resulting in more incidences of landslides and floods, calling upon the rich and industrial nations to scale up the implementation of climate change coping strategies. Guterres urged them to assist Nepal in its effort to cope with the impact of climate change. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is addressing the joint House of the Federal Parliament today. Guterres is going to address the joint meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly at 4 p.m. today. As the meeting begins, Guterres has an agenda to address. After his speech, the meeting will pass the motion of thanks. The Secretariat of Federal Parliament will keep a record of Secretary General Guterres' speech, as it does for regular meetings. Radio Nepal will broadcast the speech delivered by Guterres live. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been welcomed by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda in Lumbini. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda arrived in Lumbini to welcome Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres today. The Secretary General was welcomed by Prime Minister Dahal, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati, Chief Minister of Lumbini Province Dilip Bahadur Chaudhary and others. Guterres is the sixth UN Secretary General to visit Lumbini. Foreign Affairs Minister Narayan Prakash Chaudh and the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a meeting in Washington today to review various aspects of the Nepal-U.S. partnership. During the meeting, Minister Chaudh and his U.S. counterpart Blinken expressed their satisfaction with the progress of cooperation on economic development, regional stability and humanitarian assistance. According to the U.S. Embassy in Nepal, the two leaders lauded the implementation of the $500 million Millennium Challenge Cooperation MCC Compact, which is expected to benefit Nepal's infrastructure, energy sector and cross-border trade. The Foreign Minister and the Secretary also welcomed the increased investment from the U.S. Development Finance Corporation in Nepal, including a new $125 million loan to a Nepali bank that would support small and medium-sized enterprises. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat and the British Treasury Lords Minister Baroness Penn held a meeting at the Treasury Office in London, the United Kingdom. During the meeting, Finance Minister Mahat urged for British investment in the renewable energy sector of Nepal. Recalling that the United Kingdom is a major development partner of Nepal, Finance Minister Mahat requested for providing long-term financing in the green energy. Similarly, the Finance Minister's Secretariat said the Finance Minister also requested for an increase in the British investment in reducing climate change impact in Nepal. On the occasion, the British Treasury Minister Penn said that Britain has been providing assistance to Nepal in its economic development and this would be continued. British Treasury Minister Penn expressed the commitment of the British government to supporting Nepal in the green finance sector, saying the British private sector would be encouraged to increase investment in the green energy sector of Nepal. The government and the Asian Development Bank today signed a concessional loan agreement for the implementation of Rural Connectivity Project additional financing. The agreement involves a loan amounting to Rs. 13 billion. According to the Ministry of Finance, Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Pushkar and ADB County Director for Nepal Arun Khauchius signed on the agreement on behalf of the respective sides in the ministry today. The project aims to strengthen rural road connectivity and enhance the capacity of rural infrastructure agencies and road users. The proposed assistance is expected to have a transformational impact by establishing and maintaining year-round road connectivity. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office has intensified its campaign of booking the traffic rule violators. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office has mobilized special police teams and intensified the traffic checking in all the three districts of the valley, Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur, for preventing traffic offenses. Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office spokesperson, Senior Superintendent Rajendra Prasad Bhatta, said altogether 1,527 persons paid action in the last 24 hours from 6 a.m. yesterday till 6 a.m. today, including 1,066 for breaching an array of traffic rules. Bodies of two more Nepali students who were killed in the attack of Hamas in Israel have been identified. The students were in the course of receiving training in southern Israel when the militant attack was launched. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Tel Aviv, the bodies of Rajesh Kumar Swanakar and Anand Shah were ascertained. With this, the bodies of all 10 Nepali students who were killed in the Israel have been identified. The embassy said, issuing a press statement, all confirmed bodies would be sent home at the earliest possible time after completing the due processes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, saying it would amount to a surrender to Hamas. Speaking in Tel Aviv, Netanyahu cited the Bible as he says this is a time for war. Meanwhile, UN aid agencies repeated their call for a humanitarian ceasefire at an emergency UN Security Council meeting. UNICEF says the situation in Gaza is growing worse by the hour, and the true cost of this latest escalation will be measured in children's lives. The US has rejected global calls for a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas, arguing it is not the right answer right now. Currently, supplies of food, water, fuel and medicine for Gaza's 2.2 million residents are dangerously low. But Israel has vowed there will be no ceasefire until Hamas is dismantled. Police in India have arrested a man in connection with a series of explosions at the Jehovah's Witnesses meeting in the southern state of Kerala. Three people were killed and more than 50 injured in the blast at a program held by Christian-based religious movement on Sunday. Police said the man, Dominic Martin, was arrested under an anti-terror law. Martin had earlier posted a video claiming responsibility for the attack and surrendered to the police. Two women who attended the meeting died on Sunday, while a two-year-old girl with 95% burns succumbed to her injuries yesterday. Nine people, including two young children, have been found shot dead in their house in the Russian-occupied eastern Ukrainian town of Volnovakha. Ukrainian officials say they believe Russian soldiers killed the host of the Kapnets family on 27 October for refusing to give them their house. Russian investigators say two male suspects have been held, saying they are Russian soldiers from the far west or far east. Ukraine and Russia have begun separate investigation into the attack. The Ukrainian-controlled Donetsk prosecutor's office, citing preliminary information, said the attackers in army uniform shot the family dead after their demand to vacate the house had been rejected. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain or thunder lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There is possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Currently, there is partial influence of westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 11.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pledges support for mitigating climate change impact in Nepal. Foreign Minister N.P. South and U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken hold bilateral meeting. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rules out ceasefire with Hamas, saying this is a time for war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.